This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You want to work from home? Go ahead and work from home. That's the word from a lot of big tech companies, Twitter, Facebook, Microsoft just last week said so. The question, of course, becomes where is home? Because if people are leaving expensive places like Silicon Valley or big cities on the coasts for cheaper, that lower cost of living is going to be reflected in your paycheck. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
There are all these tools online that calculate cost of living. You punch in where you live, where you want to live, your current salary, and out comes some magic number that tells you how much your money is worth in that prospective city. Behind that number are a lot of little ones. Ben Faber is an economics professor at UC Berkeley.
This is relatively straightforward if you think about prices of two items that are available in two locations.
How much is a gallon of gas, a pound of rice, a house?
Where this becomes tricky is that a house is not just a physical structure with four walls and a roof on it. A house comes with a neighborhood. It comes with school quality. It comes with the types of neighbors that surround you.
Cost of living just assigns a dollar value to stuff. It doesn't capture the unique value we place on how we live. And expectations about how we live are shifting, says Peter Capelli, who directs Wharton Center for Human Resources. He thinks slashing salaries for workers who move is tied to the increasingly outdated idea that compensation should be pegged to location. And yet,
this is really kind of the dream of CFOs who think now here's a way to cut pay by a lot.
Because to employees, taking a pay cut to live somewhere cheaper isn't just about the value they place on a white picket fence. It could actually make them feel less valuable as workers. Mary Ann Sardone is with Mercer Consulting.
If you have the same person, they're still providing the same value to the organization. They just happen to be living somewhere else. Does that really change what you should pay them?
She thinks the pandemic may force employers to use national salary averages to create compensation packages. Because ultimately, if you want the best employee, you still got to give them the best offer, whether they're living in the Big Apple or Boise. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.